more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now.
Where's you? Yes, indeed, everyone. Hello, everyone. This is Parker Pathways, the third live hour of our three-hour program on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. It's October 16th, 2016. And as I said, the caller number is 800-313-443. And my email is kwaati@sbcglobal.net. Very quickly, I want to present to you the inside mathematics of how determinations are made for valuing a life. And I put this off for 5 years, but I felt today was the day. This is going to be, this is part of the death panel, and of course the situation of my interview with Dr. Emmanuel, who wrote the death panel, the place architect on it. And the people from MIT who helped design the length of life and the virtual water that you take in that determines your human value is called, it's a role of deliberate thinking. And it's called proportionate responding. You have proportionate responding. It's a preference for proportionally higher gains. In other words, in mathematics, you have an absolute quantity that's valued as a reference group. In other words, you can have an absolute quality valued, you know, more than the larger group. A good example of this type of mathematics, which, by the way, the financial support for the World Mathematics for the Determination of Human Life was funded by the Portuguese Science Foundation to the World Life Commons, really, which is the new world court which the Pope is promoting, in terms of where the jury is made up of citizens around the world. In other words, you and the United, all of us in the United States would be in this court, and that's what the Pope has proposed. And of course, the new Secretary Council approving United Nations chief is from Portugal, Antonio Guterres, and of course, this is part of that study. And that's why he's involved in the migration of refugees in these various countries. And, of course, this is Hillary's nut, total center. And I'm just going to give you a brief point about this. Now, this is the mathematics of this, of determination of who lives and dies and determination of valuing a life, is based upon a mathematical model of Jenny and Lowenstein, which occurred in 1996. This was the determination of the use of reusable water, which I've exposed can cause pancreatic cancer. And because of its missing electron, but it can cause other problems as well. So, in other words, where people evaluate the program to save two out of four people, they prefer to do that than save two out of 112. Because that proportion of that reference group, that's that I mentioned in my first sentence, is saved, is higher in the first case than the second. That's the way they promoted the thousands of pages of how the brain works. So in other words, you can have a preference for the higher proportion can be stronger there to lead the people to have that option. In other words, if people have been shown that they prefer 225 people out of 300 people rather than saving 230 out of 920 people. So in other words, you can have the sensitivity that's relative to that savings of that proportion of life has been reduced by the term proportion dominance. Now, proportion dominance, these are real kinds of studies that have been done. In other words, you would rather save two out of four people because you see a different outcome that is to you manageable to be accepted rather than two out of 112 people. So in other words, if you have the statistics to be able to work, in other words, these are formations where the what's the proportion dominance is called. It was a conflict trial number 5, which was done on the world stage, and the trial that they had to determine proportion dominance for life and death, the following was done. This was what was given to the group. Quote, this is conflict trial 5 on determination of life. It's the actual proportion dominance system. There were 7 trials, but this was trial 5. This is what you were given. You are a committee of a major paper company with 2 factories on a mid-sized river. The factories use water from the river to cool their machines. Once used, the water is exhausted back into the stream. This polluted water causes a number of fish to die every year near the factory from which it's exhausted. Filters can be installed that will save a number of fish, but the filter installation is expensive, and there's only enough money in the budget to install filters in one factory. Program A filters the water exhausted from factory A, resulting in the prevention of 245 of the animal of 350 fish deaths due to pollution. Program B filters the water exhausted from factory B, preventing 251 of the animals out of 980 fish deaths due to pollution. These programs are mutually exclusive and the only two options available. Which would you choose? The next proportion dominance was about the mind of harmony of life. The following trial was given to you. Quote, you have emergency medical aid that's needed at 2 different sites in a war-torn country. You're the head of the only medical convoy in the area, and there's only enough time and there are only enough supplies to visit one camp. Treating Camp A will save the lives of 245 of the 350 patients who would otherwise die. Treating Camp B will save lives of 239 of 980 patients who would otherwise die. These treatment programs are mutually exclusive and the only two options available. Which would you choose? So America decided to leave 250,000 Christians to die out from the ISIS attack and let them starve to death and be beheaded. That was from Harmony Trial 5. Conflict Trial 5 on proportion dominance was the basis of the decision of letting the Iranian deal go through. Now let me give you another. This is based on active positions of the State Department on confidential information. Now, the next test was putting a price, the price of not putting a price on love. Now, you see, the basis of determination of life is based on love, a feeling of love. In other words, do people avoid, according to the trials of determination of the mind, of which I'm an advisor on the Brain Project, do you avoid the painful monetary trade-offs? In other words, do you spend more money if they're engaged in a trade-off behavior, such as seeking a lower cost option or requesting lower prices for the trade-off of love? And this is based upon a study of over 17,000 people over a period of years on statistical development. Does love develop the captureness within the price of a diamond ring? And remember the first hour, I exposed the idea of the Al Gore dinner and of the species that are going to be extinct to be part of the meal. Why would a woman wear $3 million worth of stones as a dress and be named Hillary Clinton? So the thing comes down to the fact, this is many years ago, they didn't understand what were the trade-offs. So this trade-off comes into the fact. In other words, do you have the sentiment, like they put it, say, they put a price on the symbols of love, but do they have in the form of the stone or the diamond? In other words, what she was explaining in her the wearing of that dress was the determination of the studies of what was placed forth as the value of the life versus the stone. Now, my days in the government on Hillary Clinton, and I've told my listeners this before, the trade-off that she wanted was the idea to be in charge of the World Bank. That was when Bill Clinton was president. So Bill Clinton said, well, what we'll do is have you write the health care, called Hillary Care at the time. And she wrote a book, and the government expense had the book. And if you read that, you'll see the socialist background of what became Obamacare later. That was the trade-off. She would give him that, and he would give her the trade-off. This is called the trade-off model between love and money. And this, I believe, is part of the Supreme Court Scalia in the Texas branch system, which there was no autopsy. And you say, well, what's the connection of that? Well, the connection is the determination of the negotiation of likelihood of having a demented relationship statistically for the price of love. Or do you have the determination of the matching choice display in mathematics for the determination of who lives? See? So in other words, you're putting a monetary value in terms of what the person will negotiate for. So one of the studies, would you negotiate for the love or the life? So in other words, there was a study, it was called Study 3. This is a very sophisticated concept of people's willingness to negotiate for love or life. And the conclusion of Study 3 was, do we expect people to be less willing to negotiate for a lower price when making a sacred purchase? In other words, would you trade the stone for the life? Now, to get back to the $3 million stone dress, is the formation of the life in terms a part of a belief system or the putting a price on love itself as life? In other words, you're placing a monetary trade-off associated with loved ones, and that would be the conclusion from these studies, which was the basis of the death panel. Now, this is the real world, listeners. And the determination of who lives and dies is based upon the fact that the death penalty was set aside to only be repealed after Obama left office. If Hillary Clinton becomes president, her version is already displayed in the sacred trade-off of the species dinner. and is part of the Al Gore Satanism. You've heard me right. So the thing comes down to the fact, you see, that the determination of her not liking people, particularly the average American, even Obama has talked that way. When Obama was shucking and jiving a few days ago, he was shucking and jiving the crowd, saying, well, these things are just craziness, the way that people are Trump. No, Trump is not a politician in terms of this. No, he was the person, a part of that elite, and he walked away as I did. He did it differently. I don't compare myself to Trump, but I'm saying that it was the same psychology. Why should I put a price on love in the way I see it, in terms, because I'm familiar with these studies. I've known about them for a long time. And the reveal of the judgment and decision of how the love of monetary value has resulted in the determination as to who gets married and who doesn't. It's called a wedding report. It also comes out in the study of the determinant of funeral decisions. Why would you want to cremate someone that you love, or you want to put the process of the determination of the life itself as the cremation? What about the spirit of the person, of which I talked about on the last show? The determination of, if you have one soul, in my opinion, then all the other people that are interacting with that soul move through that earthly lifetime. And they could have that same decision beyond this incarnation, if you will, into another lifetime. So that one person of life as a human being does not have value to the socialist, progressive. But it can affect the whole universe as a process of the development of the thinking, which is process of value that you put on it. So if you pay for a taboo, it's called a taboo monetary trade-off in mathematics, as determination, is this love or is this life? Then are you purchasing a symbolic form of love, or responding to a higher price or a lower quality, or having a higher item of determining appealing to the lower price in terms of the value as the lower price of life itself? Now that's the real world that I'm giving you. And determination of how we determine, that's why the MIT mathematician said that people were too stupid to understand it in terms of Obamacare or the process, and this is what he was talking about. So you have what we have here. You hope that there is a lawyer out there that's going to defend your life and your children. You hope. It's like Achilles' heel of Achilles. That was the weak spot in the robot. And that's why the process of artificial intelligence became as part of a field years later. So we have what we have is called the price and the carat of the diamond. Is the color less important than the both, of course? And that's why Hillary Clinton wore her dress. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard to Parker Pathway.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN, and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hello, everyone. I want to make sure that I get the caller in. Guy from Arkansas. Thank you very much for calling, Guy.
Good day, Dr. Nguyen. Love you, as always, with your presentations.
Thank you.
I actually feel my brain growing every Sunday. I love it. One comment real quick. I read an article in Natural News not too long ago about how stevia, the plant, the sweet plant, can help kill off the spirochete that is associated with Lyme disease. I thought that was a very interesting article and something that I hope is very true, because I love stevia. It's a great plant and a great flavoring. That was my comment. My question to you is, and I don't mean to deviate too much off your platform today, but there's, of course, if you don't notice by now, I'd be surprised, but you probably have heard something about the Mandela effect and how our reality is being really sabotaged and rewritten right in front of us. And if you're not familiar with that, I'll just let you do your own research on that and comment somewhere in the future about it, because of your contacts with the inner circles of the higher elites of government who probably do know about this.
Yeah, that Mandela effect, of course, is getting us. They want to get us out of the matrix to put us into another matrix, and from the third dimension into the fourth dimension. You see?
Yeah. The web is just overwhelmed with proofs of the changes. And anyone can go on YouTube and just find a day's worth of research on that, which I find compelling. But what scares me about this is that if we have no control over this whatsoever, we can wake up one morning and literally be in Nazi Germany all over again and have no really way of of fighting it, except maybe to repeat history itself. But I just wanted to throw that out as
exactly
a talking
right.
point. And of course, I don't want you to deviate from your platform, as I said, but perhaps in the future, maybe after you talk to maybe some of your higher-ups on this, maybe we can get a more more practical, rundown of what's really going on and just where this is really going. And I'll just leave it hang at that, and we'll take your comments off there. Thank you, Doctor.
Okay, thank you, Guy, for calling. Yes, in the form of it's a very interesting question because it's timely for Guy has brought up from Arkansas. Because the idea is that when Obama decided to give the internet onto the national stage of as a forerunner to China, it was the basis of the idea of the control. This is part of the John Holden system of the Behavioral Science Department to change human behavior. By the Obamas, it's the mind control unit of the United States, and Guy has hit upon exactly what the Mandelas affected. The minimally affected terms of change of different dimensions, of course, is very real and is part of the research that is going on with the Hillary Clinton group of the a world citizenship. With only layers of cultures of which will be responsible to a hierarchy. Now, where this is actually being implemented is in Dubai, what Guy is bringing up. It's called blockchain. Now, blockchain is a massive Dubai government's future foundation program that has the new technology to set up bureaucracies and positions to they call it the petri dish of the future. In other words, you have, remember what I've been trying to teach all my listeners is that homos perfecti, in other words, in Latin meaning the perfect human, and because we are the data. Now, Dubai has the money that we gave, which Hillary gave also to the Saudis to help ISIS, in terms of thing. There was another process of the Dubai Future Acceleration Program, which is a vast computer city, which delves into the Global Blockchain Council. And that's a private government to run all the other governments in the world. It's called blockchain, and it's a major component of the strategy of controlling the world through Hillary Clinton. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard.
This is Parker Pathways, and I want to make sure I get the caller in, Rob, in Texas. Hello, Rob. Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome
hello,
to Parker Pathways.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me, Dr. Parker?
Yes. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, you were talking about this statue of Helen of Troy, and I'm interested in I know it's underwater and all, but is there any pictures on it, you know, online or anywhere where I mean, I would like to see what the picture or I would like to see the statue of a woman so beautiful that men would be willing to kill and die for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that the whole excavation is not completely online, because most of my work is not online.
Oh, okay.
But I will tell you what you can do. You can look up the Egyptian city of Thonius, and that'll be part of the Hercules that was named after Hercules, and so that will be put into the dives that have occurred in the sea to recover what they have recovered so far. And it's taken them 2 to 3 years just to get the shifts, you know, of the sea currents in the Mediterranean to be able to be compatible, you know, to be able to bring up what they brought up. But I think you'll have good luck if you look into the Thonius. The Egyptian city of Thonius.
Thonius, okay, I got it. Right.
And so the thing, what is very striking is that
I get back to something that is very important. When we hear things and do things, we are expecting speed. In other words, we hear something, well, the world's going to be taken over by a person who is a social progressive communist after November 8th, and people say, oh, yeah, fine, they go and get their coffee. What's happening in the world is that, in my opinion, we're not looking at history as to how things have developed over a period, because a lot of these things are in the psyche of people. When people are born to different families, you notice they talk about, well, my heritage is so-and-so, and I had a buccal swab, and I found out that my genes really came from Scotland, or it came from Germany, or it came in. They seem to be disappointed that they're happy they found that out, but in a way they're disappointed because it passed them right by. They thought that they were Hindu. And what happens with this is that we forget the reason why people do things which we have inherited. In other words, Hitler did a nasty job of his opinions about Jews because the art teacher that was trying to, Hitler, Adolf, thought that he was an artist, and that's what he wanted to be, and some Jewish teacher got on his ass for something, you know. So, you know, and you know how these things, they start with people. They work it through. Take that another step, Rob, and see what people are doing now, what they've done through the centuries to create their world based on past history. So what we're talking about here today is not some arbitrary aspect of the thing. We have placed Donald Trump as an example of a person, they say, well, he mistreats women because he talks to them or touches them or whatever the hell he does, you know. You got Bill Clinton, who's going to be in the White House if Hillary does have the electoral votes, which is the way they're talking this morning, unless the voters vote Trump in. Bill Clinton has got a whole host of people that he's either raped or he's done some other thing, and he's going to be in the White House.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. And what I want to say is that also that so what you're saying this morning is that Hillary believes that she is the, well, I guess you would say the reincarnation of this Helen of Troy and is set to rule the world?
Pretty close. She doesn't consider herself Helen of Troy. She considers herself as a person who is entitled as a woman who has women tendencies in the real world to rule the world because she hates men. And she's never denied it. I've stood right in front of her, and I know what the hell I'm talking about. So the thing comes down to the fact that there's a difference in terms of the fact of saying, oh, how she wants to help the world. But she goes on to the bankers and saying, well, you know, I hate Americans as a thing, but this whole thing will work it out. The Dodd-Frank bill was really something that really hurts you, another thing we're going to do it. No, Paulson, who was a part of the Federal Reserve, was formerly went into a closed lock room of seven major banker CEOs and said, if you don't sign this, we will eliminate you. And that's the real world. And Hillary Clinton was the one who put him up to it. And that was when Clinton was in power. You see what I'm saying?
Total corruption.
Absolutely. You're talking about a person who has been tainted the same way as other people in history have been tainted. See, like Helen of Troy, in terms of the thing, the six-year war based upon something that had to be 1,000 years before Christ. And what was the theme? The theme was the fact that they had battalion, they had warfare that was not surmountable. So they had to put according to Homer, they put in a statue of a horse as a gift to Helen of Troy. And so that's, and they had the soldiers inside the horse. What do you think that they, and then they captured the formations of the Greeks. So the point is that you look at all of the pundits that are out here in the politics, they say, well, that's what Hillary Clinton, she has to do. She has to keep her focus so that she can take over all of these elements. And if Donald Trump wants to win the debate on Wednesday, why, he's got to talk more about the issues. No, Trump is talking about the issues, that she's a female corrupter and her husband should be in prison. And he is also saying that she should be in prison. And there isn't any federal law from the grand jury system, of which is why I put out the idea of the grand jury of science and technology when I first went on RBN 7 to 9 years ago. I opened this up, that there should be a science and technology grand jury system because the people in the politics didn't know how, they don't know enough about science. Al Gore, who knows a jack about science, look what he's done, $17 billion. He's going to be a trillionaire by the end of this whole thing because he's getting someone to pay for smoke. You see what I'm saying? That's
yes,
reality.
Sir.
So the thing comes down to the fact we are beyond trouble. We are in an ideological war in the real world. We don't have to be religious about it. We don't have to be, you look at it and say, how far can you be screwed in your life? If you have children, where do they go? What kind of government education are they going to get? How women will really be treated, if you were to look at it. And most of the people, and if the people are worried about women and how they're being treated, women are already revered. The cosmetic industry is the biggest. It's bigger than steel. The chemical industry is bigger than steel as well. And if you don't revere women into the terms of the process, you're not going to have the basic biological basis for procreation. Doesn't anybody figure that out? People say,
yeah,
well,
you can really see it in the media and what they're showing on TV and everything with the debasing of women in our own society right now. I mean, just look
at
the Cyrus. I hate to even say that name, Miley Cyrus and Beyonce and all this. I mean, they're it's just
that's where they got the word. That's where they got tweaking, and they had it. Beyonce has the songs out and is being revered at the White House because she talks about young girls that can be whores in her lyrics. And she's going to be revered as a person of a future CEO of a company. That's the real world.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well, Dr. Parker, I see this coming to, if Hillary wins, it's coming to a bad end. And,
that's right.
The rumors of UN troops coming and being stationed and, then there's going to be a lot of people who are just not going to put up with this, and I think they're getting ready for it.
Yeah, that's right, I do too. And the thing, and the voting is very important, no matter what.
Yes, sir.
And somebody says,
no matter what.
Vote your conscience, you know, somebody says, well, vote your conscience, you know. Well, you know, that's what Ted Cruz did out of Texas, you know. But now Ted Cruz is realizing that he made a mistake. And so when you say somebody vote for a conscience, you're obviously saying voting for Hillary. See, that was the code word in the Congress, the conscience. That's why the Republicans, a lot of those people in Congress that shouldn't be in there, you know, Democrats.
That's right. These Republicans are exposing themselves, I should call them neocons, are completely exposing themselves. And now we can see who it is that really, really needs to be getting out of there.
You got it. Well, listen, Rob, you got it. And the things, and I appreciate your calling. I know, these things are not being said by other talk shows and news and net stations or the rest of it. But
You know, that's why we're on Sunday, probably, because everybody figures, you know, what we should have on RBN, my opinion is that the talk show hosts on Sunday should have a separate section, because nobody talks about the shows on Sunday. And I think that ought to change. That's just my private view. That's just my private view. You know, because you can do it on Sunday. We say, well, it's God's day. Well, we're talking God's, we're doing God's work. Isn't that right, Roy? Isn't that right, Rob?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see what I mean? Thank you for calling, Rob, and I got to go. I got 10 minutes
thank
more
you,
left.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Right. And thank you, and vote. One of the things that I wanted to mention about, this was a long time ago, on RBN, I won't mention her name, but because she was a good lady. But she worked for RBN. She was part of RBN. She asked me what I thought of blocks on the ear and the head from phones, things of that sort. And I was talking about the control of the mind. And I was supposed to do, this was going to be part of my main presentation for today, but I wanted to get into the developmental system of the mind on a different level, which I have. But the biological effects from electromagnetic fields and radio frequency radiation is very important for the development of the sperm and the testes, and also the oxidative stress of the human body, and the cause of the potential cause of male infertility, which was their intention. And this was about 6 years ago when it started, things. So the study is now complete in the world process of it. And I just wanted to mention, for instance, that you have cell towers now, you have Wi-Fi, you have wireless laptop, you have a smart meter, which have radio frequencies. In other words, the smart meters for measuring water in the water meters, and also the energy meters themselves. And water is the conductor. In other words, it depends on your muscle and in your tissues what the energy frequency is, how it's going to react. So in other words, if you take a certain amount of watts of energy, which comes from your body or from another instrument, to the amount of the poundage of the human, a kilogram is 2.2 pounds, and so, but I have thousands of readings which have been done confidentially in the Brain Project, and you take 1/5 of a watt against 1 kilogram or 2 pounds, and that's on a cell phone, and the radio frequency radiation induces the glioma of the brain cancer in a human and significantly increases the thymide uptake, which may be the indication of cell division. Now, what I have found to be more surprising is that this has been known since 1997. In other words, you just think about this. In order for you to place that vibration within the brain, you have to have the water in the brain, which is part of the normal brain activity. I'll give you an example. You take sperm damage. The number of watts per kilogram, the number of watts is 0.014 watt per 2 pounds of human. You can have sperm damage of oxidative stress and the lower melatonin level of the brain, which would cause sleeplessness problems. You wouldn't have it. And result in a 2 hour per day and 45 days of exposure to 10 gigahertz. And you can have sperm damage in the water from that, from the electromagnetic field. Now, this is the real world of the John Holdrens and the Paul Ehrlichs of the world on population control. This is where they really wanted to be. Now just think about this for a minute. I go out the door 10 years ago and have the sperm damage reference from chloramine in the drinking water, which is on chloramine causes clitoral damage, which I quote, okay? That was the only reference out of the 900 medical records. I did that on purpose. Imagine that the electromagnetic field causing sperm damage was known in 2012. You think about that. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Pathways. We only have literally seconds left on the third live hour, so I wanted to get Paula from Maryland in here. Paula, are you still there? We only have seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, that's very considerate of you. Can you hear me? Okay.
Sure can, sure. Paula.
Okay. Well, the only request I have of you actually is, I sit here when your program comes on and I take notes. Fine, but my request of you is that we get marching orders, because I have a big question mark after the program is finished as to what is supposed to be done about this and what can be done and what will be effective and all of that. So if there could be some guidance as to what could be effectively done to address these things, it would be helpful. And I'm not blaming you for absolutely anything. I'm just saying that I have this big question mark.
You're absolutely right. I have all those notes in front of me, Paula, and I never get to them because of time. So I integrate them into the show, see? But you know what I'll do? What I'll do is try to work and segment the information out for that, because I know exactly what I would suggest to do. No problem. I'll be glad.
Okay, yeah, no, that would just be helpful, because, I mean, I'm left wondering what could effectively be done to address the, to address these things that you're discussing, and that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Right, listen, Paula, make sure you vote. Make sure
absolutely,
you vote.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. One of the things that we have come up with, what I wanted to finish on the definition, we'll get more into electromagnetic fields on another program, because it has to do with what is being set up in terms of changing the mind in the, itself in the real world. But I wanted to get back on the blockchain, which is part of Dubai's city. There are the amount of billions and billions of dollars into this technology city is actually, keep in mind that the blockchain is based upon the transaction of how much a human being is worth, which is what I've been talking about for, you know, how many years, 6 years, it's now into full force. This is where they're putting into the Bitcoin digital currency on the blockchain, and it's allowing anyone to participate in the transactions in that blockchain. So in other words, you can determine the person's, I was talking about, and the predictable value of the predictable resonance of the value of love and life, which are real matrix mathematics that have been determined for the laws. In other words, they're algorithms. So in other words, the algorithm is determining your life into the medical record. So in other words, you have the determination of algorithms for investments, for instance, which is on the commodity exchange, has been, they put the, this is why they changed the patent law in 2013, to have the algorithms for the change of the value of what food and water on the water index would be. I remember when I first introduced the water index on Parker Pathways, and there were talk show hosts that said, what's the guy, that's got nothing to do with anything. Well, it has to do with your life. If you do not have the right index within the right algorithm, and you're not given the value in the blockchain, you do not have determination if you live or die. In other words, the blockchain in Dubai is a 75-acre death panel for the determination of your food, your water, your currency of the future, and your essence. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I appreciate everyone, and particularly listeners and the producer. And I want to thank RBN and support RBN. And please listen to Parker Pathways 10 to 1 Central Time on RBN. We'll see you next week, listeners.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.